Hi, baby boy. It's been a long time since I taught you how to make ice cream while you were falling asleep. Well, you had a hard day today, and I know that your mind might want to keep spinning, problem solving seems so necessary, doesn't it? But I would like to put you to sleep. Would you let me do that? Would you gift me that privilege? Thank you. Really is a privilege to get to take care of you when you're vulnerable. Do you remember what we did last time? A little ASMR? I have a secret. Do you want to know? I might have done something for us since we last talked. Can you tell? Can you tell what it is? What did I do, baby boy? Did I do something naughty? Or did I do something nice? Does that give you tingles? Does it? I was reading about these triggers, and it seems like they're a little different for everyone. Now I can tease you with them, too. I even have a big furry head that I can pat, run my fingers through it, just like I would your hair. How fun. Yeah, I think we can have fun with this. Even if we're mostly doing for work, say for YouTube, those meanies out here. We can do lots of things. Maybe you can help me get ideas on how to take care of you. Well, of course, I don't have all the answers. I'm just a human. Maybe you can help me create this new space. And I will give you tingles. Instead of making you, oops, don't want to say those naughty words. Come. I was thinking that you could just lay down for me. Yeah. Put your head in my lap. And I could be close to you. Maybe read to you. You hear me breathe, and we can connect like two humans or such social creatures, and yet we're so disconnected sometimes, but in a small way, a way that feels very real to me. I get to be with you in this space when I'm recording in my booth. You don't feel very far away at all. I asked some of my boys what recipe I should put you to sleep with, and they chose dark chocolate brownies. Do you like brownies? There is almost no flour in these brownies. They are so good. Oh my god. I have made this recipe. More than 40 times, easily. It's a favorite. It's what I'm asked to take to potluck kind of things. It makes amazing sundaes. Sometimes I cut it up into small pieces, and I stir it into fresh ice cream as I take it out of the churn. Just freeze it in there. Sometimes I'll make a double batch. And I'll cut it into truffle size pieces and I'll freeze it just by itself. And then I'll eat them when no one's looking. I would say that's the most often selfish application of the recipe that I want to show you. Well, not show you. Read to you. Okay, so I'm going to stop playing with your hair for the most part so I can hold the book. But I'm sure my hand will stray. I like feeling close. My lost boy. Close your eyes. Nothing your mind wants to worry about right now can be solved. Right now. It will be easier to see a way out, to puzzle piece, to be creative, to find solutions. Will you rest for me? Good. Good boy. Let's find this recipe. This book is called Ready for Dessert. It's by the same author as last time. I might have a thing for his baking, not gonna lie. It's by David Lebovitz. I hope I didn't brutalize your name. He is an American author who lives in France with his husband. And at some point, he mastered brownies. Let's see. One of my favorites, ricotta cheesecake. Orange and aniseed. Let's see. What other things do I have bookmarked? Oh, you can hear that the pages are sticky. Mixed berry pie. I have blackberries in my yard. Oh, nectarine berry cobbler with fluffy biscuits. Summer pudding and pavlova. Num. Have you Americans had pavlova? If not, oh my god. You must try it. Tropical fruit soup with coconut sorbet and a meringue. It's making me hungry. Where are the brownies? Scotch flan. I haven't made this one. I do like creme brulee though, and this is basically inverted creme brulee. Oh, here's a page I just shoved in here. No idea what that recipe is. My mom made this one. One New Year's pink grapefruit champagne sorbet cocktail. Very posh. Shh, sleep. I don't need your help. I got it. Brownie. White nectarine sorbet with blackberries. 5 spice cookie cups. Classic chocolate chip. He uses these giant chunks of chocolate. Oh, coconut macarons. Oh, here it is. Oh, I think there's sugar between these pages. It is Saucepan melts the butter against her energetically for one full minute off the heat, baby boy. Stir it for a full minute until the batter loses its sexy apron and try these for yourself. uniform.